This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Check out all things 93.7 The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, if you like the shirt I'm wearing, you can get that at CarrikerChronicles.com. If you can't see the shirt, trust me, it's awesome. Go to CarrikerChronicles.com. We got about 3 minutes here, Jake. All right, a couple of quick things. Number one, Bryce Young. All right. For those who didn't know, this is what they actually gave up to get the number one overall pick, the Panthers. All right. Wide receiver DJ Moore, who is one of their best receivers, a first-round pick in 2023, second-round pick in 2023, first-round pick in 2024, second-round pick in 2025, which means they still are not done paying their debt on this Bryce Young trade. The guy they just benched, by the way, to take the number one overall pick to get Bryce Young, because their next year's second-round pick is still out there that they don't get to have. All right, real quick, Bryce Young, Heisman Trophy winner, 66% career completion percentage at Alabama, over 8,000 yards passing. In the NFL so far, it's been a little bit different. Has not even hit 60% completion percentage yet. So far this year was actually at 55%. Okay. Had thrown for 3,000 yards, but more touchdowns and interceptions. Again, and 44.1 rating so far this year. Andy Dalton's going to come in. Andy Dalton's a 14-year NFL vet. All right, he spent the first 8 years with the Bengals, then the Cowboys, then the Bears, New Orleans, now with the Carolina Panthers. His career completion percentage is 63%. He's passed for almost 40,000 yards in his career. The former TCU quarterback that beat Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl with Andy Dalton at the helm, second-round pick, is going to be starting for the Carolina Panthers. My quick thoughts on this are, this is why I'm not a big fan of trading the farm for one player. The Dallas Cowboys won 3 Super Bowls off their trading away of Herschel Walker. They got an entire draft essentially from the Bears, and they ended up winning 3 Super Bowls within the next 5 years off that trade. Great for the Cowboys, not so great for the Bears. In this case, great for the Bears, not so great for the Panthers. I'm not bashing Bryce Young. Okay, just get some lead in the rear, hit the weight room a little bit, you'll be fine. I think he's a really good player. I think the Panthers are also incredibly awful. But just, that's why I never go too all.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. All in on one player because you never know what will happen. And I don't even know if this is entirely Bryce Young's fault. He hasn't looked good, but he needs some help. All right, we have a clip. Most people have just heard about Shedeur Sanders not shaking the Colorado State quarterback's hand. Context is king. We have a clip that Jake's going to play, and then I'll give my thoughts on Shedeur not shaking his hand once we hear what was said before CSU and Colorado played. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, they came out with that attitude and thought it was going to be a cakewalk. They saw the reports, 27.5 points or whatever it was, and they got a rude awakening real quick. And I think it goes to show that the hype, the media train, all that, it only gets you so far. At the end of the day, you have to line up 11 guys against our 11 guys, and we'll find out who wants it more, and we'll see how far Instagram followers gets them.
So a couple of things real quick. That was Colorado State's quarterback, not the week leading into the game like everybody believes, that has actually heard the clip, which is not many people. That was actually Colorado State's media days back last summer. Okay, so that's the first context. Here's my thought. I have no problem with Shedeur kind of mouthing off to the guy a little bit after the game. Not particularly what I would have done. I would have shaken his hand and just stared at him a little extra hard, given him a little extra flex physically, and walked away. Shedeur had some words, had some colorful words. I don't entirely have gigantic issues with that. But if you want it to mean more, shake his hand, look him in the eye, and then it will mean more, instead of the narrative being you are a classless young man and it doesn't happen. It doesn't help some of the things that, you know, Shedeur has kind of done and said over the past year plus while going 6-19 since him and his dad got to Colorado. it is football. There is trash talk. And as long as you're talking trash about someone you're going to see eye to eye on the field at some point, don't talk trash about someone you're not going to play. That's cowardly. But if you're going to look somebody eye to eye on the field, say what you want, but then you better show up on the field. And if you get your butt whipped sideways, you better shake their hand afterwards. Shadur won. Colorado won. What he could have done is shaken his hand and then used any colorful language he wanted. Within reason, ladies and gentlemen, it's the not shaking of the hand that has changed the narrative of what it otherwise would have been and changes the way that I personally see it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been glorious. Go big, Red, and always remember to throw the bug.